Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shir where we talk about a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at the end of chapter 5, the last official Rabbeinu Yonah commentary on Pirkei Avos. We're looking at 523, Hey Chaf Gimel. Ben Hehe teaching us the simple but very powerful phrase, Ben Hehe Omer Lefum Tzara Agra. The reward is in proportion to the effort. This is what it means, Rabbi Yonah points out. The reward is in proportion to the effort. You shall study it, the Torah, day and night in order to observe and do all that is written in it, for then you will make your way successful. Then you will grow wise. It's completed and finished with praise to the Creator. Friday, 6 Tammuz in the year 5211 after creation. Blesses you, give strength to the wrong, to the weary, excuse me, amen. How interesting that this is where he stopped with his commentary, although, of course, there is a whole nother Perek that we believe is addendumed to the Pirkei Avos, the sixth one, which is all about Torah learning. Of course, when we finish our Perek, we're supposed to hear Bechanani ben Akasha Omer Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakus Es Yisrael Afik Achir Belehem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chaveis Amatzigo Yagdil Torah V'Yadir Rav. Bechanani ben Akasha says, Shem wanted to make it that we have a lot of mitzvahs. He gave us a lot of merit. Therefore, he gave us so many mitzvahs in such a wonderful Torah. Hashem desired in order for the righteousness of us so we created ourselves great and then we could glorify and exemplify ourselves through the Torah. There's so many aspects, so many mitzvahs out there, because there's so many abilities for us to reach out, for us to try to be involved in different mitzvahs and different aspects. Someone who's good at chesed, who loves chachnasas orachim, that's a mitzvah for him. Someone who's really into being a kolel person, that's for him, sitting and learning. Someone who's really into this, really into that. There's so many mitzvahs that so many people can latch onto. And it's important to realize that sometimes a mitzvah has a lot of work. A mitzvah has a lot of exertion. But the more exertion you put in, the more reward is it. It's so difficult for me to put up the sukkah, we may say. It is so hard to make the sukkah. But the harder it is, the more reward you get. We don't do things for tzchar. But know that there is a lot of schar, a lot of reward involved. It's so difficult to go visit this person. It's a 35-minute walk across town. But you do that, you get a lot of reward in exertion, in effort, in relation to the exertion involved. It's so difficult for me to get up and daven and get through my day. It's so difficult for me to give tzedakah. It's so difficult for me to host people, to do things, to do this, to do that. But the more difficult something is, the more is really involved in the reward of the mitzvah. The more that you really gain from the mitzvah, the more that is mekabel, the more that comes back to us from the mitzvah. We make sure to delve in mitzvahs. We make sure to involve ourselves in mitzvahs. We make sure to push ourselves, even in a mitzvah, especially in a mitzvah that comes difficult to us, that might seem difficult, that might seem tough, that might seem hard, but that's what Ben Hehe teaches us. In relation to the exertion is the reward. The harder it is, the more comes back at you. No pain, no gain, we say, right? The greater pain, the greater gain. And that's what we mean when it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of work to take things up. And for example, different things such as, you know, raising children, Sar Gidol Banim is called. Why is it called Sar Gidol Banim? Because it's difficult, it's painful sometimes, you know. We do things and they might not like what we say, they might not agree with what we say, they might disagree with us, they might think we're terrible parents. Really, we're trying to protect them as best we can, we're trying to keep them safe as best we can, we're trying to raise them as best we can. So Hashem gives us things. He is our father, he is our parent. He wants to raise us and to guide us as perfectly as possible in Hashem's Alak. Hashem is perfect in every way. So we try to do what we can to try to emulate him. And he guides us with the Torah and with mitzvos and different aspects of life. And sometimes it'll be difficult. Sometimes there's a lot of exertion involved. But to the exertion is the reward. The more we put in, the more we get out. That's the same thing with physical things. Same thing with spiritual things. The more we put into a house, hopefully the more we'll get out of it. The more we put into the car, maintaining it, upkeeping it, hopefully the more we'll get out of it, the more years we'll get out of it. So too, l'havdil, how much more so, kal v'chomer, alachas kama v'kama, we put in so much into taking care of ourselves spiritually, doing mitzvahs right, how much more so can we get out of it? So make sure to remember, to the exertion is the reward, and to remember why Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs, as Rav Chanan ben Akasha teaches us in the Braisa, when we end the Perek and Pirkei Avos, when we end the Gadata, and we a lot of times we do Melcha Marv. Hashem gave us a lot of mitzvahs on purpose. purpose. To the non-Jews, he only gave those seven Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach, seven categories, you know, not tearing a limb off a live animal and eating it, not murdering, immorality, having a government, you know, things like that. There's seven of them, but we have 613 chances, 613 opportunities, 613 pathways to come to Hashem, to grab Torah, to grab mitzvahs, and to be involved. And yes, many times a lot of exertion is involved, but how great is the reward? How great is the result? Like when someone makes a wedding or a bar mitzvah, there's so much stress that goes into it. There's so much planning, so much work that goes into it. But then you show up to the event and you say, wow, all the planning, all the effort, all the headaches were worth it to see how happy my child is, to see how celebratory my children are, to see how involved my children are. No amount of money or time or effort in the world compares and is a worry for me compared to how happy the children are, how happy they are, how involved they are, and how wonderful they are. We think about tuition, we think about paying for different things for our children, but when we see their smiles, when we see how much they learn, especially in day school and then on to middle school and high school and college, we see how much they learn, we see how much they're made into a Ben Torah, a Bat Torah, how they have Das Torah and the way of going through the path of life. How wonderful is it? How fantastic is it? It's a lot of pain, a lot of exertion, a lot of money, but the reward is so great. The result is so great. It's totally worth it. Lefum Tzar Agur is a credo for life in all aspects of life and how we behave and how we do and how we give and how we approach so many things in our life, how we go about so many aspects of our life. And we should remember that we're given so many opportunities by Hashem, so many mitzvahs, and so many of them are tzara involved. So many are difficult involved. There's so many aspects that are difficult for us in general, but it's totally worth it at the end of the day. Remember, lefum tzara agra. And here, b'lehem Torah u'mitzvos, lefum tzara agra. Join us next time, God willing, as we move over to chapter 6, the last chapter here in season 4 of the PAL with Reb T. Talking about the qualities and wonders and amazing elements of Torah and Torah learning here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.